Monday, our investigators asked your agency whether any other hard drives crashed, and we learned that 6 other hard drives of the people we're investigating were involved. You didn't tell us that.
We told you on Monday.
On Monday.
And what did you do with the
information? Because we asked you.
Right, and what did you do with that information?
You told us on Monday because we asked you whether any other hard drives crashed. This is unbelievable.
We answered
you told us on May that you were going to give us all of Lois Lerner's emails, and you learned in February that this crashed.
I did not learn in February it was a crash, and told you on Monday.
I'm not asking you a question. I'm just making a statement.
My apologies.
You are the Internal Revenue Service. You can reach into the lives of hardworking taxpayers, and with a phone call, an email, or a letter, you can turn their lives upside down. You ask taxpayers to hang on to 7 years of their personal tax information in case they're ever audited, and you can't keep 6 months' worth of employee emails? And now that we are seeing this investigation, you don't have the emails. Hard drives crashed. You learned about this months ago. You just told us, and we had to ask you on Monday. This is not being forthcoming. This is being misleading again. This is a pattern of abuse, a pattern of behavior that is not giving us any confidence that this agency is being impartial. I don't believe you. This is incredible.
I have a long career. That's the first time anybody has said they do not believe me.
I don't believe you.
That's fine. We can have a disagreement. I'm willing to stand on our record. I'm willing to remind you that it was not buried in 27 pages. Most of that 27 pages is exhibits. When asked about the custodians, we advised you what
being
we knew,
forthcoming,
which we knew for one day.
Being forthcoming is to say,
I'm sorry.
You know what, investigators, Congress, who's investigating this?
Will you let him answer the question?
I didn't ask him a question.